him.
So, reappears for him. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Vav. Vayemar Abraham Ha'ohola El Sora, Vayomer Mahari Shloshtim Kemasolos Lushiva Silgos. He said to her to make Kemasolos, Lushiva Silgos, bring bread. Vela Bokor Rat Abraham. Veikach ben bokor rach v'tov v'itin al nar v'meher la'asososo veikach chemo v'cholov v'ven a bokor asher osa v'itin lefneihem. So Abram took chemo v'cholov and he took ben a bokor asher osa that he made v'itin lefneihem and he gave it, so he gave the chemo v'cholov the ben a bokor to the malachim. No mention about bringing the aforementioned bread to the malachim. Who omei aleim tachas ha'et, he stood on top of them, tachas ha'et ve'ochelu, and they ate, ve'yomru elo ve'et sara ishtecha, and then they asked about Sarah. So those are the psukim. So, there's a lot to talk about here, so, and there's a lot more, from what we'll say, there's a lot more than what we're going to say, but if I had to say the main sugya here that really comes about through Rishonim and Achronim is the fact that he gave them chemo v'cholov. The fact that he gave them milk, which seemingly looks innocuous, is a tremendous sugya. I'll mention in a moment what the issue with that is. That's the main sugya. But today we'll focus on basar v'cholov specifically, that he gave them chemo v'cholov ben abakar. So first I'll just mention a few of the questions on these psukim that are discussed, and we'll talk about what we talk about, specifically the basar b'cholov, and if you want to talk about other things afterwards, different time, we can speak about the other questions, but I just want to first mention what all the questions are, and then we'll focus on the basar b'cholov ones. So, first question is, we said a second ago, how did he give them cholov? So let me explain what the issue with that is. There's a Gemara in Bechoros, Vav Amud Beis, which is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a discerning there is a custom that say that chalav from a behemoth tmeya is aser. So Gemara makes a diuk. Only because there's a pasuk chalav tmeya would be aser. If not for that, I would think that it's mutter. Gemara asks, why would I think that chalav tmeya would have been mutter? It should be just like the rotev, the juice, the sauce that comes out from a basar tmeya, that's aser as well. So chalav which comes out from basar tmeya should be aser based on that premise. That's comparable to anything that comes out from basar tmeya should be aser. Why do I need a specific pasuk to say that chalav tmeya is aser? This is not so important, but that's the background. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that chalav tmeya is mutar, because since the fact that chalav from a behemoth tahora is mutar, and that itself is a chiddush, which we'll say why it's a chiddush in a second, so too I would have thought that that chalav from behemoth tmeya also should be mutar, just like chalav from behemoth tahora. Since chalav from behemoth tahora is a chiddush that's mutar, so too chalav behemoth tmeya is included in a chiddush that should be mutar. Kamash v'lan in the pasuk that chalav behemoth tmeya is also. Gemara explains why is chalav behemoth tahora. This is what's going to get for us. Why is chalav from behemoth tahora a chiddush that's mutar? So Gemara says there's two deyas. The concept of dam nekar v'nasa chalav, that the dam in the goof of the behemoth turns into milk. So you would think the cholov should be also because of dam. Gemara says, just a day that's cholik on that. So Gemara says the following lashon, very difficult lashon to understand. Hol v'leka midi d'asi mechai v'sharya. Since there's nothing that comes from a live animal that's mutter, leka midi d'asi mechai v'sharya achmana, that it's mutter to eat. V'hai cholov ki aver min achai, who in chalav is like aver min achai, and still it's mutter. Okay, so either you would think to answer chalav because of dam or because it's comparable to aver min achai. Then the Gemara asks, how do I know that chalav behema tahora is mutter? We know it's mutter, but where do we know that's from? Where do we know there's no problem of dam and there's no problem of aver min achai? So the Gemara says maybe from the fact that the Torah asked basar b'chalav, that's mashma, that basar by itself is mutter, and cholov by itself is mutter. So it's pasha tzvara. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Maybe the pshat in the Torah that asar basar b'cholov is saying that Basar b'chalav b'hanoa is asar. Chalav by itself, chalav itself is asar b'achila. Chalav by itself is asar b'achila and mutar b'hanoa. I can get anan achila hanoa from chalav. That which the Torah asks with basar b'chalav is that the tarovis basar b'chalav is asar achilu b'hanoa. Gemara, the whole shak v'tari, Gemara ends off with saying a pasuk of Eretz, and it's few pasuk in the Gemara comes out with. One pasuk is Eretz Zavach Chalav Udvash. If it wouldn't be mutter, why would the Torah be mishtabeyach, give praise to something which is asur, something which is not allowed to have? So the fact that the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Zavach Chalav Udvash, you see Chalav is mutter. That's the maskan of the Gemara. So the Shita Mekubetza asks a kasha. Shita Mekubetza says, it's on the side of the Gemara there, above on the base. V'yim Tomar, Amai lo yafinan midachtiv gabe Avraham v'yika chemo v'cholov. The fact that Avraham took chemo v'cholov, and the valet Avraham would not give them something which is usher, the kayim Avraham called Tarakula. Oh, so the answer is Omeri, to have a silver shame, they Noah. He thought they were Ben Noah, and they're not mitzvah on that. Now, that answer is extremely difficult, though, and everyone talks about this, because, well, first of all, well, I don't understand what his question was, really, but in his answer, that they're Ben Noah, we said Chalav could be usher for one of two reasons, either Dam or Eiv Menachai. Ben Noah can't have Eiv Menachai anyways. So even if he thought they were Ben Noah, they still can't have Eiv Menachai. So they can't have Chalav. So what's he answering? That's why he gave it. That's a big sugya about what the Gemara really meant by Eiv Menachai. Didn't really mean Eiv Menachai. That's what the Shita Mekubetza asked. Him benefiting? I mean that's what he meant to ask? I mean that's what the Shita. Yes. I mean that'd be. No. Again, we're asking the Shita now is that even if they're Bnei Noach, it's still an Israel lifnei iver because they can't eat the cholov. I mean, if it was somehow mutter for them, you're saying, why would them getting hana? It's possible. It's a problem because getting side benefit shayla that's called hana. Okay, so that's the shayla about cholov. There's a lot to talk about there. As far as basar b'cholov, what we need to know is, were the malachim over on basar b'cholov? Did they eat b'cholov? Was Avram over on Achilas Basar B'Cholov? Was there Bishul Basar B'Cholov? To have an Isha Derais of Achilas Basar B'Cholov is only Derech Bishul, only through Bishul first. Where's the Bishul? Was Avram over Lifnei Iver of Basar B'Cholov? By Basar B'Cholov, there's an Isha that you cannot put the two on the same table. The Rabbanon, you can't put the two on the same table. The Pasuk said, Vayitain lifnehem. Tamash may put Basar and Chalav on the same table. How was he able to do that? Also, there's a theory in the Gemara if he gave them lechem or not. Gemara in Bab Nisiya, Hei Zayin Amud Aleph, says, so we have the Pasuk, Lushi Vasi Ugos, Viksi Vayikachem of a Chalav ben Abakar. Ilu lechem lo aisi. He brought them chem of a chalav ben abakar, but doesn't say that he brought them lechem. So, Omar Ephraim Maksha, this is Bamatia Pezain Ma'alot, Omar Ephraim Maksha, Tamidos Reb Meir, Mishmed Reb Meir, Avram Avinu Ochochul Matayra Haya, Vesori Imenu Osu Ayom, Pirisanida. Avram Avinu, he ate even his chulin, meaning his regular food that wasn't kadosh or truma, he ate it Matayra. Meaning, Avram kept the chumra that he wanted all of his food to be tahor, not tamay. That day, Sari Menu became a Nida, which Rashi brings, so that's why he didn't bring them Lechem. The Gemara, a few lines later, says, on the Pasuk of Ayei Sari Shtecha, why did Malachim want to know where Sari was? So the Gemara says a few Pshatim. One Pshat is, Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichlina Omar, Kedei L'Shagar L'Koshal Bracha, to give her the Koshal Bracha. Hey, what Koshal Bracha? If they didn't have Lechem, there's no Berkas HaMazon, there's no Koshal Bracha. So did he bring him Lechem or not? Okay, Shaila. Those are the shilas, about a few different shilas regarding the Maisa. So let's focus on Basar B'Cholov. So first we'll start from the Gemara and the Midrashim to see what we know about this Maisa from the Gemara and Midrashim. So the only Gemara which is really somewhat relevant is the Gemara in Kiddushin, which the Shita Mekubetis that we mentioned referenced. Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the Maisa there were Tanoim, where the greater Tana served the lesser Tanoim. So Gemara says, Matinu, we find this, that a Gadol Mimenu, that someone who's greater can be Mishamish and a Suda, because Avram was a Gadol Hador, and it says, V'hu Omeid Aleihem, that he was Mishamish them. Gemara says, what's the Raya? Maybe he thought they're Malachi Asharis. So he wasn't, it makes sense that he was Mishamish them. Lo Nimlu Elah Ravim. They looked like Arabs. They looked like Goyim. So, and Afal Pich and Avram was Mishamish them. So you see that someone who's greater can be Mishamish someone who's less. But the Gemara says in the Furish that Avram thought that they were Aravim. That's Kiddushin on the Beis and the Beis. And then I don't understand the Shittim Kubetas before had a question and an answer, right? How could Avram give them Cholov? The answer is he thought they were Bei Noach. That means in his question, he didn't know they were Bei Noach at the Gemara. What's the suffix about it? Avram thought they were Ben Noach. So what was the Shita having a tzad that they weren't Ben Noach? Okay, that's an aside. Now, the main thing is there's a medrash. The Baalei HaTosfos, there's a few different ways to get in the back of the Mikros Gedolos, there's Das HaKenim Baalei HaTosfos, and then there's also a Tosfos HaSholim, it's a separate sefer. So he brings two Shitas about what happened with Basar B'Cholov. What was the Maisa? So I'll read to the Das HaKena. Vayikar Chema V'cholov Melamed She'echilam Basar B'cholov. We see from here that Avram fed them Basar B'cholov. U'kesherotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Litein Torah LiYisrael. When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Yisrael, Amru HaMalachim T'no Hozcho Al HaShemayim. Malachim said, don't give it to them. Put your glory on Shemayim, meaning on celestial beings, not on B'nai Adam. Omer lehem kosuv b'Torah lo sevashal gadi b'chalev imo. Shtei in Torah, don't eat basar b'cholov. V'atem kishiratem lamata achaltem basar b'cholov. You guys ate basar b'cholov. Shanim arika chem b'cholov. Miyad hodu l'kosh baruch hu. Immediately they agreed to l'kosh baruch hu. Okay. Then he says, okay. So one thing. So that's the first day. So this is he quotes the medrash. This is in not the medrash Rabbah, but in Pesuk the Rabosi, the other medrashim. So he quotes the Medrash that the Malachim Taka ate Basar B'Cholov. That's a Lashon Shehechilam Basar B'Cholov. It's brought in a little different, depending on which Medrash you see, it's brought in a bit of a different Nusach in each Medrash, and it can have ramifications. That Shita Mekubetas regarding Cholov, he also brings this Medrash in a bit of a Shina Lashon. He says, the Afi Yushalmi, you say here it's not a Yushalmi, it's a Medrash Shochar Tov, Tikta Rabasi, Afi Yushalmi, Mashma de Ochlu Basar B'Cholov, de Ka Omar, Sh'omar Le Kosh Baruch Hu, Keshe Bikshu Shetinosin Lema Torah, Ein Atem Ru'yim L'Kabla. Shem told him, you're not Roi to M'Kabla Torah, Shemiyad Shetinok Bo Mi Beis HaSefer, when a kid comes home, Mevi'in Lo Cholov Yi'ochel, Mevi'in Lo Basar V'No Tel Yodov. He wants to eat the basar after the cholov. He knows what to do, meaning he washes his hands. Is it the rabbanan? You need to check to make sure your hands are clean. So they do that. Aval atem achaltem basar b'cholov. Kirti v'ikachem v'cholov. So the contrast is that even the tinok of Bnei Yisrael, they would eat cholov, and before they eat basar, they would be mekaneach yadov. They would clean their hands. But you guys ate basar b'cholov. What does it mean you ate basar b'cholov? So just the disciples are understood from this this nusach that they're over on the derabanan. Meaning, if the contrast is that Bnei Yisrael would wash their hands in between, so that means the Malchum didn't keep that aspect. So they were only over on the derabanan. That would be according to that nusach. L'maisa, the lashon that even that medrash is about atem achaltem basar b'cholov. It's mashma that they ate basar b'cholov gomor. It wasn't just an issue of the tilas adayim. A different nusach, a different medrash says that Bnei Yisrael, they would eat basar, then they'd wash their hands, and then eat cholov, not the other way around. Which also is, according to Lalacha, even though we know we wait a few hours, but according to some Shittas and Rishonim, it's enough to wash out your mouth and wash your hands. So it's a shiloh about what the exact comparison is that Lecha Yisrael did that the Malachim did not do. Now, according to this, at the Ebas B'Chalav, so what we have here is that the Emes there was Bas B'Chalav. There's a real Bas, there's a real Chalav, which we'll see later is not true according to everybody. But the, according to the Medrash, there was real Bas B'Chalav here, because that's the time the Malachim that they ate Bas B'Chalav, and that's and that, therefore the that's why we were Zucha to Torah, not the Malachim. And it's not a kash on Avram Avinu how he gave them Bas B'Chalav, because he thought they were a Rav. He thought they were Ben Noach. Ben Noach has no mitzvah to keep Bas B'Chalav. So there's no L'chor, there should be no Lifnei Iver problem. Just the only question is, though, to have Bas B'Chalav Gomor. What? Well, he was, so the Gemara says, why does he care? Good kasha. They asked that. But to have Basa B'Chalav Gomor, we know that Derech Bishul Asr Torah, the Isr Achila Basa B'Chalav is only if it was cooked. So that would still be a kasha, assuming that they ate Basa B'Chalav Gomor, had Abraham presumably cook the Basa B'Chalav for them, and he himself be over in Isr Torah. That would still be Shver. The Balei Tosfos Mamshech, and they say, U'medrish zeh cholek al medrish achar. There's another medrish which says differently. Chayim Avram Avinu, Olav HaShalom, Afilu Erev Tavshilo. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of Kiddushin, says that Avram Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula. The Gemara in Yuma Chochas Amud Beis says that there, he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilo. Hoshib Shah Erev Tavshilo means what we know of Erev Tavshilo now. Zok Basa Kainim, Peirush, Tavshilo Me'uravin. Wild fancy shot. Eruv Tavshilin is an Eruv, a mixture of Tavshilin. The Avinu kept a mixture of Tavshilin, he kept the Basar B'Cholov. Shelo haya ochel Basar B'Cholov, Avram didn't eat Basar B'Cholov, Gam lo Basar v'Achaka Cholov, didn't eat Basar, and also kept the Derabanan of Basar and then Cholov, also didn't do that. El Cholov v'Achaka Basar, rather he ate Cholov and then Basar. Dechtiv v'yikachem v'Cholov, v'hodar ben ha-bakar asha'asa. First it says that he took chem of a cholov, and then afterwards it says basar. So even though the lashon there is focuses on Abraham, I guess he means that bein Abraham bein the malachim, there is no ing in the basar b'cholov here, because the seder hapsukim is that he took chem of a cholov, and then he took basar afterwards. So he says there is no isra basar b'cholov. Again, pashup shot, and what does the Gemara want with afilu erev tavshilin? What's the mila, the revusa, he kept even erev tavshilin? Pashup shot means he kept even, everyone learns, he kept even the rabbanon. Erev tavshilin, the Gemara felt, was a classic example of a mitzvah, the rabbanon, that Avraham Avinu kept. Afilu erev tavshilin. But the Daat HaKeinim says no. That the pshat in afilu erev tavshilin is really referring to the din d'oraisa of basar b'cholov. That he kept basar b'cholov. Why does the Gemara specify basar b'cholov? Because we find the mice in the Torah that he kept Basar B'Cholov for the fact that he gave him Chem of B'Cholov first, and then Ben HaBakar. Okay, definitely not Pashup Shah in the Gemara, but that's a idea from the Daat HaKeinim. Based on this Medrash, that he kept Chem of B'Cholov, then Bakar, so some Achronim say that this is a Makor for on Shavuos to eat Cholov first and then Basar. In Simen Tov Tzadi Dalad, the Ber Hetiv quotes from here, it says this is a makor to eat cholam and then basar. And Torah Chaim in Bod Mitzia Hei Zayin, one of the early Achronim, also, I'll read to you as Lashon. So he quotes the Medrash. Well, first, I'm sorry, he quotes the first Medrash, that the Malach HaSharis ate Basar B'Cholov. Then he says, the Efshar Demehai Taima Nogin Lechol Machol Echolov B'Yom Matan Torah V'Achar Kach Ochlen Basar. For this reason, we eat Cholov first and then Basar, Kadesha Yiru Hamalachim Masha Nachnu Nizharim Yofe B'Mitzvahs Basar B'Cholov Lechol Cholov Tchila V'Yachakach Basar. We do this that the Malachim should see that we're careful in Mitzvahs Basar B'Cholov to eat Cholov first and then Basar Ayidei Kinuach V'Hadacha through washing our hands and cleaning our mouths Visharas Horos and anything else to be concerned about. Va'idei Kain, Ein Lehem Mokom L'Katrig Aleinu. Through this, they don't have a Mokom to have any tainas on us, Biyom Matan Torah. The Chayshinon Shemiyakachgu Atu. There's actually a Chashash that every year that they're going to the Malachim will have a Kitrug on us, that Kamosha Asu V'Shatman Torah, the same way the Medrash said V'Shatman Torah and Malachim said, don't give it to the Bnei Adam, they're not Roy. We're worried about this happening every single year, which is a common theme that's spoken about every Shavuos, that every year we have to make a new Kabbalah of Matan Torah. So we're worried every year that Malachim are going to say that the Torah is not Roy from Bnei Adam. So every year we show them that we are Roy because we keep Basu B'Cholov, and we show them this mistake that you guys made, the 8 Basu B'Cholov. We're Nizhar on it because we eat Cholov first and then Basar. That's what the Torah Chaim says, right men like to do. It's interesting, the Torah Chaim in Chulin, Pei Gimel, says that this minhag to eat chalav on Shavuos is wrong, and to filter himself, I think he says that there's no inyan to have chalav. Al kofanim here, he says it makes sense to have chalav and then basar. So there's a lot of different minhagim on Shavuos. What people do, you know, chalav at night, chalav in the morning, when to eat the basar. According to this, there'd be a special inyan to have chalav and then basar to show specifically that what the malachim did was wrong. You want. What? Why does it represent the whole class? Interesting. Maybe since they want to be held to a higher standard, then all of them should keep us in the follow. No, I don't know. I mean, their time was that they're perfect and that they're failing to mess up. So this is a riot. Even some of them mess up. I mean, every malach, there's different darkest malach. Even the lowest level should have kept all the mitzvahs. Okay. Now, the Tzitzei Chachamim on the Pasuk. So now that we have this background, we can think about the Tzitzei Chachamim is interesting. I don't know. I'll read to you this lashon. V'yim Tomar. V'heyach nosel mahem chemla v'chalav uven habakar v'habasar b'chalav hu. The Tzitzei Chachamim asks, how did he give him chalav and basar? It's basar b'chalav. Yesh lomar, he answers, the mitchila naslan chemla v'chalav v'achach naslan basar. He says, he gave him chalav first and then basar. Inami, the sphere lay kemosha kasav, the bekinuach v'adacha mutar. Or, Abraham held, like the Shitas, that you can eat chalav after basar as long as there was kinuach v'adacha, and you washed out your mouth, you cleaned your hands. Now, what was his question, though? He asked, how did Abraham give the malachim basar b'chalav? Abraham thought they were bnei Noach. What's the problem with giving them basar b'chalav if he thought they were bnei Noach according to the Gemara and Kiddushin? Basar b'chalav is mutar for bnei Noach. What's the sitzei chamin bother by b'chalav? Maybe, like you were saying before, that Abram is getting hanah from this Isser, but I don't know much hanah it is. He could have given them basar separately, chalav separately. It's not much hanah. Possibly, I don't know if this is, I don't think this is right, but possibly the Baal Turim said by, on Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says, the echav pas lechem, I'll take pas lechem. Baal Turim is medayik. What's the lashon that I'll take pas lechem? Why isn't it say you should take pas lechem? Baal Turim says, this is a riot that the Baal Abayas is supposed to say. The Baal Abayas is one who does the mitzvah on the pas, cutting the pas. So you see that it's masher from that. The Baal Turim held that Abraham ate with them. In which case we have to go back and deal with how Abraham ate basar b'chalav. But first of all, the Baal Turim only says that by the pas lechem. We don't. That's the diuk in the pasuk there. We don't know if it means that he ate basar b'chalav as well. Also, the lashon of Tzitzei Chachamim's kasha was, how did he give them basar b'chalav? He's not bothered by how Abraham ate basar b'chalav. How did he give them basar b'chalav? And that's reminds of what happened, but just the deal that he had in mind to bring him pas lechem was the Baal Turim was medayik, that since he had in mind that you shouldn't do it for yourself, that at least his machshav rishon was to eat with them. I'll take it and bring it to you and eat with you, and I'll be the one that'll be vodzei on it, Baal Turim says. So maybe another possible shot of what the Tzitzei Chachamim is bothered by when he says, how did Abram give them basar b'chalav? Maybe he was bothered by and also this is a derech efsher, it's rachok, but there's an inyan that while goyim don't have to keep the other mitzvahs, they might get schar if they do. There's a Medrash Rabbah that says that the goyim are going to come and ask to take schar for the ones that didn't eat chazir, they're going to come and ask for schar. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Halachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, that Ben Noach Sherosel Lasos Mishar Mitzvah Kedei L'Kabel Schar, if a goy wants to do one of the other mitzvahs to get schar, Ein Monin Oso Milaso, so we don't stop him from doing it. But you see that a goy can try to do other mitzvahs to take schar. So maybe that's what the Sisei Chama's question was, how he gives them Basar B'Cholov, and by giving them Basar B'Cholov, even though they're not mitzvah on that, he's still taking away a chance for them to get schar, assuming that he thought they were Bnei Noach. Maybe that's his cheshbon. Yeah. Okay. Now, on this idea that Avram didn't give them Basar B'Cholov Gomor, rather, like the Sis Chanim answer, he gave them Cholov and then Basar. So the Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah here says a very, very interesting pshat. He says that even Cholov and then, I think, so wait, let me see it inside. So assuming they ate Cholov and then Basar, so he wants to know, based on the Medrash that says that they did eat Basar B'Cholov, he's almost like putting the two concepts together. The Diyuk in the Pesukim is they ate Cholov and then Basar. But stated Medrash, they were over Basar B'Cholov, at least according to the first Medrash. So what's the Pshat? So he says that even Cholov and then Basar, you need Kinuach HaPeh. Before we quoted the Medrash that the Shita brought that you need to wash your hands, so he says here you need kinuach. So the way that you clean out your mouth, he says, ain kinuach el bepas. The only way you can eat basar after challah is if you wash out your mouth with bread. But they didn't have bread. Lechem lo hei because some of us pierce the needle. So it comes out according to that the whole medrash, the whole mitzvah that we were zocha to kabbalas Torah, not to malachim, is the big chilek in that is because summer was pierced in Nida, and there was no lechem available for kinuach between.
Got technicality.
So there was no pas available. There's no pas available. So I don't know if that was Avram's kavanah or not. But then there was nothing to separate the cholov and the basar, and that's why, and that was the taina on them. And then it's interesting. You just see it inside if you want. He explains based on that a pasuk in Eishes Chayil. Sophia Alichos Beisav Lechem Asas Losochel. Explain to that pasuk being Rames to this Maisa that Lechem Asas Losochel. They didn't eat the lechem, and that's why Sophia Alichos Beisav. Don't read Halichos, read Halachos. That we were mitzap. We got Halachos with Beisav. We got Halachos in our house because Lechem Asas Losochel. Because there was no lechem available, that's why they ate Basar B'Cholov. And the Chafetz Chaim says that according to this Cheshbon, though, so they were only over on the Rabbanim. We were trying to figure out before how this Basar B'Cholov come here. Chafetz Chaim clearly is going. The Malachim are only over on the Isra Derabanan. So then you don't have to think about how Avram was, how there is Bishul here. We said that it needs Bishul Basar B'Cholov to be make an Isra Deraisa Basar B'Cholov. You don't need to think of that anymore for the whole Tainan that was only Derabanan. That's also something to think about, that we were Zochet to the Torah through not the Kenkali, but through Malachim being over on Derabanan, of not being Mekaneach their Peh, Bein Cholov Basar. Now, according to this that we said, according to the Medrash, that there's Basar B'Cholov Gomor here, assuming that it's the Raisa, we said there's no problem that of Lifnei Iver because Avram thought they were Bnei Noach, and we'll say that he didn't eat with them, like the Pasuk shot. But what about if we assume that this Isser Torah here, Bishul Basar B'Cholov, how is Avram over on the Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholov if Avram kept Kol Torah Kula, and where do we find Bishul? Where do you find that there was Bishul in the Maisa? So again, we said already that maybe the whole time in them was only the Rabbanim. That's the Stifle Mishma Dayak from the Medrash that way. There was an only Indian of the Tilas Adayim. The Chasam Sofer says the Indian of they didn't have the Pas. That's one Mahalach. The Pardes Yosef says that he gave them an Ilfis, like an oven, and they cooked it themselves in their oven. The Stifler says, famous Pshat, that malachim are gufam esh, they're fire. So the second that it touched them, that was the bishul. The esh of the malachim himself, that was the bishul basa b'chalav, and then they ate it. Think about what to do with that if that happens. One more explanation, and how if you assume, I don't know why you would assume, if you assume that it's shver, how Avram can give them basa b'cholov, which we said maybe why it'd be shver. So one other pshat and how he could give it to them was, let's say really he knew really not like the Gemara. He thought they were malachim. Now, the taina on malachim not eating basa b'cholov, based on the Medrash, is, hey, look at the tinuk of in Bnei Yisrael, that they kept every derabon on the basa b'cholov, and you didn't keep it. So you're not zocha to the Torah. But here, before Matan Torah, there's nothing wrong with Avram giving them basa b'cholov, and there's nothing wrong inherently at that time in history for the malachim to eat basa b'cholov. The taina on them of how could you eat basa b'cholov when Klal Yisrael keeps it, that only became a taina once Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. Then it became a taina on them. How are you less than a tinuk from a tinuk from Klal Yisrael? Oh, because they didn't really keep it yet. Shabbos was given by Morrow, so maybe there was. Basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov was then. I think Shabbos. Basa b'cholov was then. Right. It's a good child. I don't know. Okay, so I won't say that shot. No. Okay, now we explained that whether one medrash says that they ate basar with cholov gamor, the other medrash says Avram kept erev tavshilin, cholov, and then basar. Benkach or benkach, there's a real basar with cholov going on here. But other mefarshim say, they come to answer the question that there really was not basar with cholov here. They say that, they explain that really this wasn't the typical or classic basar, or the typical or classic cholov. And when we see these answers, we're going to have to understand that they're going to have to deal with the midrash that says that they were over basar b'cholov, or I see that Avram kept basar b'cholov because he gave him cholov first and then basar. They're going to have to deal with that if they're going to say that it wasn't really basar b'cholov here. So there's a famous shot that from the Malmen, that the Shloah says that Avraham. The Shloah says that Avram had Sefer Yetzirah and passed it on to Yitzchak and to Yaakov and to the Miyucha Shvatim, and explains that in Parsh, explains that when the Yosef had a taina on the Achim, Rashi brings that the taina was that they ate Eber Menachai. So what were the Achim thinking to eat Eber Menachai? So the Lot of Shvatim, the Shloah says that it was a behema that was Nivra Ayadei Sefer Yetzirah. They're saying the shameless created a behemoth. That type of behemoth does not need shechita, so there's no Isur Eber Melachai. And Yosef didn't know that this behemoth came from Sefer Yetzirah, and that's why it was Motzi Diba, that's why it's Lashon Hara, because he didn't know. He's seeking wrongful information about the Shvatim. There was no Isur Eber Melachai. So Malbim takes that idea and says here also, Abraham didn't have a typical Ben HaBakar, it was and the same way it doesn't need shechita, so too it doesn't have a din basar. There's riots from Gemara and Hedrin that a behemoth which comes in Hashemayim, or so too it doesn't have a din basar. So there'd be no basar b'cholov here. Even if you don't want to say that, you could say also, if it doesn't need. Yeah, okay, like that. Fine. Huh? Yeah, what? Lashon of Rath? He says that Lashon of, like, he says basically, he's dying, but the Lashon of the Pesach is, the Bokar Rath Avram, he chased it, because this one ran away, but so he took a new behemoth. What was the new one? That's how he says, I believe. But the Diak and the Psukim is, Vayikach Chamev Achov, Uben Bokar Asher Osa, the Ben Bokar that he made. That he made through Sefer Yetzirah. Okay. But just the horror on this pshat is, so if there was no din basar b'cholov here, what do you do with the time in the Medrash that the Malachim ate basar b'cholov? So you have to say the taina was, even though they really didn't eat basar b'cholov, the taina on them is that they didn't know that Abraham made from Sefer Yetzirah. They thought it was real basar b'cholov, so according to their to their das, they were over bus, but it's a little bit dochik, that according to their das, they ate bus b'cholav, and that's why they were master the Torah. Another pshat, which is similar, is the Mesha Chachma, is one amongst a few, that says, also a famous pshat here, but this behemoth was ben pekua. Ben pekua is, if you have a behemoth b'mei imo, and you shech the mother, so the uber is mutter, the uber doesn't need shechita. The uber grows up, he's midin Torah, the uber grows up, and the behemoth is running around, you can kill him and eat him, and he does not need shechita. There's no Isra Eivir Menachai in this type of behemoth. Ben pekua. So he doesn't need shechita. So there's various ways to explain what the idea is here, but basically, cholov shchuta, cholov that comes from a behemoth shchuta, cholov after the behemoth is dead, is mutter. There's no Isra Basta b'cholov on that. So a ben pekua, which does not need shechita, the cholov that comes from it, they say, is like cholov shchuta, is like cholov from a behemoth which was shechted, because since this behemoth doesn't need shechita, the cholov is like cholov from a behemoth post shechita, and then there's no bus. So he took the cholov from this behemoth that he took for them from the ben abakar, and then this bus b'cholov is not really bus b'cholov. I mean, some want to say that the heter is because the behemoth itself was ben pekua. But let's say like this mahalik, the cholov is cholov ben pekua. Now, also this is medik and psukim v'yikach ben bakar. What's ben bakar? The ben pekua is the son of a bakar. Now this mahalik also has what to think. You have what to think about with it, because while cholov shchuta, there's no isra basa b'cholov, it's not clear that you can compare ben pekua to that. Because even though ben pekua is like, it's nishcha, it's like the behemoth is already nishcha, nonetheless, based on the, it's machlokas achronim, really, if there is basa b'cholov here. Nobody who the taka holds that there is a basa b'cholov deraisa on ben pekua. And we don't compare it to cholov shchuta. The cholov of ben pekua is not like cholov shchuta, because since this is royal yos aim. The diuk is los vashel gedib b'chalev imo. Someone who's royal yos aim. Cholov that comes from a shchuta, from a shechta emo, can't become a mother. A ben pekua, on the one hand, is nishchot. On the other hand, still has the ability to become a mother. The behemoth is still alive and awake and running around. So it's b'chalav apasuk of chalev imo. It's royal yos aim. So there would still be an isra and basar b'chalav deraisa. That's the question. Do you go after the fact that it's nishchot, so there's no iser on its cholov, there's no iser basa b'cholov, or since it's royal yos aim, there still is a iser basa b'cholov? But again, according to this mahalich, there was no real basa b'cholov here, so what's the tanya l'malachim? What's the raya that, it's cholov and then basar, so you see that he was, Avram was nizhar and basa b'cholov, and so too we on Shavuos should eat cholov and then basar. That wasn't the maita here. We're talking about a maita where there was no real basar b'cholov to begin with. You'd have to know how to learn the medrash, how to learn the minhag from minhag on Shavuos based on these mahalchim. Okay, there's another mahalik from a tshuva nechafim sofer, which is a different mahalik in the sugya. And just one last ta'ara. Diyuk and the Psukim. So we asked before, how could Avraham give them Basa B'cholov on the same table? There's Isra Derabanan that you can't put Basa B'cholov on the same table. So the Leib Aryeh, who's on the Achronim and Chulin, Bab Kuv Dalad, he says that Avraham was a Shomer. For certain mitzvah Shmira works. So Avraham was a Shomer on them, and that's why he was able to put the Basa B'cholov on the same Shulchan. He was omed aleihem. He was a shomer on them. So that's how he was able to put Basar B'cholov in the same shulchan. Interesting note: Rabbi Akiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch and Yerudea, some in Peches, holds that a shomer does not work for the Isra Halah. You want to put Basar B'cholov on the same table? A shomer won't help. So this pshat in the Maisa won't help with Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's okay.